C. Controlled practice. Plot. Plot is known as the foundation of a novel or story, around which the characters and settings are built. It is meant to organize information and events in a logical manner. When writing the plot of a piece of literature, the author has to be careful that it does not dominate the other parts of the story. Primary elements of a plot. There are five main elements in a plot. A. Exposition or introduction. This is the beginning of the story, where characters and setting are established. The conflict or main problem is introduced as well. B. Rising action. Rising action, which occurs when a series of events build up to the conflict. The main characters are established by the time the rising action of a plot occurs, and at the same time, events begin to get complicated. It is during this part of a story that excitement, tension, or crisis is encountered. C. Climax. In the climax, or the main point of the plot, there is a turning point of the story. This is meant to be the moment of highest interest and emotion, leaving the reader wondering what is going to happen next. D. Falling action. Falling action, or the winding up of the story, occurs when events and complications begin to resolve. The result of the actions of the main characters are put forward. E. Resolution. Resolution, or the conclusion, is the end of a story, which may occur with either a happy or a tragic ending.
Example 1. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling. Among the examples of plot in modern literature, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is probably the most familiar to both readers and moviegoers. The plot of the story begins when Harry learns that Professor Snape is after the Sorcerer's Stone. The professor lets loose a troll, who nearly kills Harry and his friends. In addition, Harry finds out that Hagrid let out the secret of the giant dog of a stranger in return for a dragon, which means that Snape can now reach the Sorcerer's Stone.
Example 2. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. A very good plot example in romantic fiction appears in the book Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. The plot of this story begins when Lizzie's sister, Jane, falls in love with Darcy's friend, named Mr. Bingley. Lizzie develops an interest in Mr. Wickham, who accuses Darcy of destroying him financially. When Lizzie goes to meet her friend, she runs into Mr. Darcy, who proposes, and Lizzie rejects. She then writes him a letter telling him why she dislikes him. He writes back, clearing up all misunderstandings and accusations. Jane runs away with Mr. Wickham, and Lizzie realizes that Mr. Darcy is not as bad a man as she had thought him to be.